In Bangkok, Beijing, Jakarta, and other Asian capitals, Lee Kuan Yew served as a role model for leaders hoping to reproduce the magic that took Singapore from a colonial backwater to one of the world's most prosperous and efficient nations. One of his many such admirers, former Thai Prime Minister Anand Panyarachan, who says, as a Southeast Asian, he feels a great sense of loss.
His wisdom, his advice, his insights have always been sought for by leaders of other nations.
Autocrats envied the well-educated pragmatist's ability to maintain a one-party government in a nanny state that eschewed liberalism except for economic policies. Curtis Chin, a former U.S. ambassador to the Asian Development Bank, says many of Mr. Lee's less successful fellow leaders in the region failed to absorb his most important lessons.
So when we think about what others can learn from Lee Kuan Yew, they may be citing some things, but unfortunately too many leaders of Asia today have not learned about the rule of law, the good governance, the accountability, the battle against corruption that Lee Kuan Yew also was all about.
Mr. Lee rejected the notion of an Asian model for development, but articulated Asian values, which in his eyes made individual rights subservient to collective security and growth. Thus, it is no surprise that over the decades, many of China's leaders expressed admiration for the rapid transformation of Singapore under the leadership of Mr. Lee, an ethnic Hakka Chinese. Mr. Lee made historical contributions to the bilateral relationship between Beijing and Singapore, says China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei.
Mr. Lee Kuan Yew is a uniquely influential statesman in Asia. And he is also a strategist, embodying Oriental value and international vision.
更多内容，请关注可可英语可可 net.com。